Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
And now for something completely different.
Now shut up and drive. All right, here we are at the Outer Banks of North Kakalaki, Duck, North Carolina. It is a cloudy day, but it's going to clear up, and we are scheduled to have 5 straight days of literally no clouds, no thunderstorms, no rain whatsoever. Knock on some plastic, wooden, fake Adirondack chairs here on the balcony, on the porch, overlooking the Calabogie Sound. Is it the Calabogie Sound or is it the Currituck Sound? I think it's the Currituck Sound. I don't know the difference between a sound, a bay, a channel. I have to look that one up. But here we are. My brother-in-law, Todd, is about to join me here on the porch to talk about what car he should buy. He has been waffling and flipping and flopping and thinking about this and thinking about that. And I'm just like, hold the trigger already, buddy. So we're going to talk, and I'm going to get my guy Rezer, Mr. Automotive, on from Jacksonville to help him, you know, sort out some of his options. But in the meantime, today's episode is brought to you by this beverage. It's called White Claw. I don't know if you've ever had these before, but the difference is clear. They say our unique cold wave filtration and iconic flavors that taste like freshly picked fruit is why White Claw tastes and refreshes like no other. These have gone out of style. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, is what they say. I started knocking a few back last night as we just got here to the Outer Banks because there was no other booze in the house. And I got to tell you, like a runaway freight train. One becomes two, becomes two, becomes three, becomes four. They're good. They're tasty. So it is right now, not even, see if you can see that. There you go. It's not even noon. And I've got my first White Claw on board. Today's episode brought to you by White Claw, the drink to drink all day long, irresponsibly, when you want to kill your liver slowly and get definitely drunk, but not too blitzed and pass out. White Claw, available in multiple flavors. Okay. The pause that refreshes. Let's go through some listener email before I get to my guy, my buddy, my partner, Todd, in familydom here. Let's see here. Okay, here's an email from Dave Barry. My man, Dave, he says, table tennis grip. Dave, I played a lot of table tennis in high school. School champ, he claims. So I very loosely follow the latest in table tennis. Far and away, most players, including the Chinese, now use what is called the shake hands grip as opposed to the pen holder grip. Is that different than just the tennis racket grip? That'd be tennis racket. The pen holder grip would be like that. The shake hands grip would be, I guess, like that. I'm not sure when this change occurred, but most, if not all, of the top players now use the shake hands grip. For example, the Olympic mixed doubles, China versus North Korea, had all four players playing shake hands with each team having a righty and a lefty. Wow, North Korea was in the gold medal match. That's wild. They have actual athletes in North Korea that are good enough in something, anything, to compete. Did not see that. Likewise, men's singles, Sweden upset China, both using the shake hands grip. There was some guy that had a shot called the snake that I saw on social media, which is this crazy high-spinning sort of drop shot that, from what I could tell, and the video angle was not great on it, but it looked like he hit it with such spin and so deftly that it went over the net, but then spun back onto his side of the table after it hit. And the opponent just helplessly lunged to try to get to it on his side of the table and had no shot whatsoever. It's crazy what these guys can do. James Nicolau, regarding the 4x100 relay, correction, Hatch got it wrong. It was Canada that upset the USA. Okay, Canada, Japan, you know, both have red in their flag colors. It probably confused Hatch very easily. You know, just a couple thousand miles, totally different cultures. Canada versus Japan, but okay, whatever. This one from Chad Everett in Bowmanstown, PA. He says, "Thies. I was listening to the Yankees broadcast today on radio, and yeah, you guessed it, Craig Carton was on the call. And to my surprise, he wasn't all that bad for my guess of having no experience. He was a little bit rough, but all in all, I could listen. As always, love your content you provide. I'm a loyal 1%er. Sincerely, Chad." Look, I don't doubt that maybe he's okay or decent, especially depending on his level of baseball knowledge, which I'm assuming is pretty robust. You cannot do sports radio in New York City without having some pretty strong baseball knowledge and passion. That said, he doesn't deserve the job. It's a matter of deserving the job. That is what it's all about. Hey, look who has just arrived to the podcast. Let's welcome him on, kids, with a hearty hello and welcome as he puts on his headset. He is brother-in-law Todd.
How you doing, everyone?
Get that. There you go. How's that? You got that?
Oh, beautiful.
All right. Sounds good. I don't know if you sound as strong as you probably could. It's not on right now. Hold on a second. Oh. I'm going to edit this out in post-production. That's why. Oh, that, hold on. That's why, because you were muted. All right, now give it a shot.
Oh, look at that. That sounds much better.
You go.
See, there's a reason why Steve mutes me, and you'll find out in a few minutes.
Okay. White Claw, Todd, have you ever had one?
No, I usually had to take my skirt off.
Right. You only drink hard liquor, straight, bourbon straight at night. What do you drink? Are you a beer guy?
Mostly beer, but I like my scotch.
Okay. Scotch in my belly.
And I like my Crown Royal.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Blended Canadian scotch whiskey. So there you go. Before we get my guy Rezzer on the broadcast here, and we're going to call him in 2 minutes, you've been looking for a car for how long?
All right. So I overanalyze everything. Let's just get that straight.
The Turkish proverb is measure seven times, cut once.
Yes.
The Todd Levant proverb is keep measuring, remeasure, and then still keep on measuring. So you've been looking for a car for 2 years, by my count, right? You've been thinking actively about a car.
Actively thinking, yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
And what do you currently drive?
Now, listen, I'm going to show my age here. You know, last time I bought a car, it was in my late 30s.
Holy shit. And you're how old now?
So I'm, 55 now?
I don't know. I don't keep your age. You're about my age, but a click younger. So, yes. 25 years. So,
that's not 25.
Well, late 30s, you said.
So that's 15.
15 years. 15. Okay. So the last car you bought was?
A Mazda 3 2000.
Are you currently driving? 8.
I'm currently driving it.
And ladies and gentlemen, is it a stick shift or a automatic transmission?
It is a stick. Come on.
He's the dick with the stick. Like you bought it because you said, I like shifting gears.
I like shifting gears. I do. And I like it in the commute. Yeah, you right? can handle
it. You like it in a commute. That's the craziest thing. That's the worst. You want to stick shift on the open road, not in the commute. Commute is a hassle.
Stop. No, because then it enables me to find the back roads, the curvy roads, right? Okay. And that's really where you get the benefit of the stick, right?
I guess so, yeah. So anyway, so you've had the Mazda 3. How many miles is on it?
It's really low. I think we got about 253,000 miles on it.
Really low? Okay, I would say that's not low. Okay, well, you deserve a new car. You're a man who loves automotive and tech. And you work for a living. You're a great father. Your two boys are now through the system.
Yep.
Out of the house. One's employed. Another one is trying to be employed. It's a real process these days, you know, stupid rejection letters. But look, now's the time. You already got the pool. The pool is paid for. Live a little bit. Let's buy a fucking car.
I'm in. Okay. I'm in. Yes. And I've been in tech my whole career.
That's right. You do IT for a living.
I like the tech in these new vehicles.
Are you considered IT, Todd? What would you consider?
Yes, yourself? I'm considered technology.
Well, that's a broad
IT
term.
Yeah. All right. So what do? I manage a bunch of or a number of application development teams.
Team. So you manage a bunch of teams at a major corporation whose name shall remain off this podcast because this has nothing to do with them.
Nope.
And is it desktop support considered?
No. Customer facing tech applications.
Okay. Very good. And you enjoy that kind of work?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You enjoy. Todd enjoys getting in there and fiddling and figuring out the systems and the settings and shit like that.
I do. And I came from I'm in the application development world today, but my original step into technology was around the infrastructure side, installing new networks. I installed a new network, brand new, in a Wall Street firm on the equity trading floor, the very first equity trading floor network. So
really,
so when I was in there,
wow!
At first, all they had were a couple of standalone PCs, right? Remember the back in the days where everything was paper tickets?
Oh yeah, ticky ticky ticky. No ticky, no network. No shirty. Okay, so you've been looking at a car for a while. Before we get Rezzer on, and he's going to show up down here as soon as he logs in, I just sent him the email link.
Yep.
Tell the story about France and the Olympics you told over breakfast today.
Oh, okay. So, you know, the basketball team, right? So we had the finals, U.S. versus France. And I didn't see the game personally, but, no. You know, I understand that we didn't do so hot, but Stephen Curry stepped up. He had a
good old Stephen Curry.
Mm-hmm. He had a few of his 3-point conversions there. I think
we had how many?
I think he had like four or five, something like that.
Okay. All right.
And so obviously, you know, the U.S. won there. I think there was some bitterness on the French side. I read an article that McDonald's in France,
yeah,
you know, no other country or anything,
right,
had said that they were going to, they were thinking about pulling the sweet curry sauce that they
from their restaurants
because
they're bitter about Steph Curry beating their ass.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Just because of the name correlation.
I love it. And I warned Todd. I go, you know, this sounds very fake newsy. And you said, but it's on the internet. It's on Instagram. It's from their official Instagram account. Instagram
from McDonald's France official account. So, you know, hey.
could be the real account, but could be a spoofed account.
It could be
a lot of things. Who knows? Couple things. The reason that I love Todd is that he is loosely up on the latest doings in sports, including things I had not heard like that. But also he knows just enough to be dangerous. So it's Steph Curry or Stephen Curry, sorry. I've heard it's Stephen, but it's usually Steph Curry or Chef Curry, which is now his new nickname because he cooks up sick threes. And then right. It's he actually made 17 threes in the final two games to save the USA's ass.
Nice.
So not just four. He's the greatest shooter probably of all time. Oh, look at the balloons I activated by that.
Oh yeah. So stupid. Yeah, for the new.
All right. So you are honing in on either a Jeep or a Tesla.
All right. So here's my thing. My requirement is, because I do drive a lot, obviously, I want a fun car to drive.
Hold on. Your commute to work is what?
My commute to work is 40 miles each way.
Okay. Through stop and go traffic, Route 422 out there in the western burbs of Philadelphia.
Yeah. I would say half of it. I would say a third of it, I'm doing 80. The rest of it is stuff.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And I guess your company doesn't believe in remote work anymore. That's like 2020.
Well, no.
Pandemic.
I have I work home 2 days a week.
Well, that's not bad. Not bad. Okay. So, but you drive a decent amount.
Yes.
And so you want a car that's going to be fun to be in for those 40 minutes each way.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, no. 40 minutes. That's 40 miles. Now, the number of minutes, my commute usually is about, on average, is an hour and 10.
All right. So you need something good to drive in. So Jeep. I mean,
Jeep's a fun car.
In suburban traffic, that's for off-roading. That's for camping. That's if you're 26, have a dog and a guitar and a girlfriend with three henna tattoos on. All right, and you're gonna go away and camp for the weekend and do peyote. You're 55 years old with a family, bro.
Hold on, family's exiting, right?
Have you told Yvonne this? She aware of that?
Okay, so as part of my over analysis montage here, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and of course, as you look at,
I love YouTube, by the way. That's where he and I are. Kumbaya.
As I do my research, quote unquote, on either the Bronco or the Wrangler, you know, all of a sudden you get into these overland videos.
Oh, yeah.
And the rock crawling,
the rocks and the hills and the streams and the lake. Yeah.
And I'm like, hon, let's go do this. So yeah, my wife is sitting next to me on the couch. Of course, you know, she's reading Facebook on her phone or something, right?
Yeah.
And I'm watching the YouTube video. Right. I'm like, oh, hon, watch this. Look at this guy's rock crawl. And oh, look, you almost tipped.
Have you seen the video from somewhere in the desert southwest of the steepest rock face that guys try to go up?
And yes.
And it's dangerous because some of them don't make it, and they end up flipping and tumbling over and down the hill.
Yeah, this stuff out there, I mean, it looks awesome on
YouTube.
On TV.
Right. If you're in the car, you'd be like shitting bricks.
Yes.
Imagine calling your insurance agent saying, yeah, I need to file a claim. And they're like, what happened, Mr. Levant? Well, I saw this thing on YouTube. Click. Wait, I thought I was covered.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not for that, you're not covered.
Exactly. It's like if you even do 25% of the angles that these guys are doing on, you're sitting in the car scared shitless.
Okay. So the Jeep, how would you use it? Would you go camping or off-roading?
Yes. If I'm looking for local
off-road sites,
trails. By me. Now I live up in the Pennsylvania area.
Bucks County.
No, Montgomery.
Montgomery, okay.
So, but I also have a place up at State College. So there's
That's right. You go up State College up there, probably some good shit up there to go trailing up.
Yeah, I mean that whole central PA, it's got a lot of neat trails.
Okay.
And you know, we're only an hour and a half, 2 hours from the Pocono. So
nice.
Now, let's face it, it's not the Midwest. It's not the West. You're not going to get into rock crawling like you see on YouTube and these.
But you could get it muddy.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
That's what you want to do. All right. Absolutely. Let's say hello to my man. Mr. Cars himself, Rezer, joins us from Jacksonville, Florida. Rezer, can you hear us, my friend?
I might actually broke it.
Doesn't matter. We got you on the side screen. Say hello to my brother-in-law, Todd Levant. Eric Rezenkowski, spelled Smith, S-M-I-T-H, right? Isn't that your joke, Rezer?
Yeah, it's the Polish pronunciation of Smith. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Good, and yourself? I'm a quarter Polish, so, you know, we're all good.
Yeah,
so I'm like 106%, so lucky you.
Oh, nice.
So Rezer has been in the car business pretty much his whole life. He has owned and run dealerships in Michigan and all over the Midwest. He now lives in Florida, consults for the automotive industry, and is a car enthusiast himself.
Excellent.
So he's not just slinging cars as a business. You love them, don't you, Rezer?
Yeah, I love everything from the vehicles, the art that they are, to I love the business itself. It's like a really bad drug that you just can't walk away from, unfortunately.
Exactly. All right, so Todd is deciding on either a Jeep Rubicon or a Tesla Model What?
It'd be the Model 3, either the performance or long range.
Have you ever heard of a spread in tastes as wide as that, Rezer?
Holy. No, you are on opposite ends of the spectrum. Holy cow, you are a salesman's nightmare. Oh my God.
You see here, okay. So my requirement is I want a fun car to drive, and a lot of cars in between those two spectrums they're just boring.
He's been in a Mazda 3 stick shift for 15 years.
Oh, well, that's a door. You and 17-year-olds and my grandmother. Congratulations.
Exactly, yes. I mean, that is a punishment, Rezer, that I wouldn't wish on anybody. So no, Todd needs some excitement. So the two, you know, modalities that he is, you know, widely choosing from is either the off-road, get muddy, have fun, hair flowing in the Jeep on a nice spring summer day, or the super cool high-tech zoom Jetsons car that is the Tesla.
Right.
Fair to say?
Yeah, that's okay. That's pretty accurate. And because, you know, the Tesla, I like the speed. I like, you know, it's very unassuming, right? But it can beat, you know, 90% of the cars
sure,
out there.
Sure.
But then you have the Wrangler that's just all overall.
Young, fun, vibrant, fun. Off-road, you name it. Okay. So let's start with the Wrangler, Rezer, because we know a guy, my boy. Gitter has one. He's very happy with it. He's got the E version. Yep. And he still says he loves it. We called him yesterday.
Yep.
He recommended it highly. What are your thoughts on it?
You know,
don't sugarcoat it.
No, definitely.
You want me to be that chocolate covered bastard with the bastard filling about this?
Yes.
So here's my thing. Here's how I feel about all Jeep Wranglers. I understand that there's a huge following, a cult-like following to the entire brand, and especially that model within the brand. The people who buy them, they typically buy them forever. They love them. They want the new one. They come in, and they just keep adding to the collection. My personal opinion doesn't line up with those feelings, though. At 6'4", 260 pounds, I like my room. I like my space. the Wrangler is not that vehicle for me. So personally, in terms of luxury, in terms of comfort, I think that there's probably, I could think rattle off 10 vehicles off the top of my head that surpass the Wrangler in that regard. When you start talking about the comfort of driving the vehicle, I mean, if you've never driven one for a long period of time, I will tell you that finding some way, shape, or form to do that, because it is going to be a huge transition for you to go to a Wrangler.
Have you driven one, Todd?
I have. Okay. I've rented one. I went from the standard Wrangler, but I drove from Philly down to Richmond.
All right,
and back.
Some extended stay.
Yeah, I wanted to get that long range.
Resser, when you were at Rustero and I was given a loaner one for a week, I found it to be pretty firm, if not stiff, as a ride.
Yeah, I mean, the vehicle is meant to be a tank. There's no doubt about it. It sounds like I'm sitting here and spending the first few minutes just taking a steaming pile right on top of it. But the truth is that it's an extremely well-built vehicle. It rides like a tank because it is a tank. They're built to be beat up, you know, and that's the type of vehicle you're buying. And that's what I always warned people when they were making the transition, saying, well, I've never had a Wrangler and I want one. Well, I want you to drive this for an extended amount of time because I want you to understand that what you're transitioning out of, this is going to be night and day difference compared to what you were driving. Now, when you start talking about the fun factor, yeah, man, ripping the top off, ripping the doors off, you know, in the middle of summer, it's awesome. It's so much fun. And again, if that's what your lifestyle is and that's what you want to do, I mean, there is very few vehicles that can even compare to what the Wrangler is.
Now, when you say ripping the doors and top off, these are actual metal doors that you take off and store in your garage.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the old rag tops are not a thing anymore.
Oh, they still have them.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Well,
but they're not all hard tops.
Right. But you put it in Philadelphia in the winter. Can you imagine how cold that car would be?
Hold on a second. In Philadelphia, in any weather, you better have a hard top.
Well, sure. Yeah. In Philadelphia itself, in Montgomery County, PA, where it's a bit nicer on the burbs, it's still too cold for a rag top. Okay.
I would tend to believe north of the Mason-Dixon line, you're probably not finding many Wranglers with a rag top.
Exactly. So I think that, and the other thing too that I think appeals to my brother-in-law here about the Wrangler is it's got to be really accessorizable with front winches and tow packages and accessories. Like, there's probably a lot of transformers like gizmos, right, Rezzer, that you can put on that thing.
The amount of accessories and the amount of companies, it's almost mind-numbing when you start getting down into dirt and looking at it. Right. It's endless.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for something, it's out there somewhere.
Sure.
I mean, it's unlimited. It really is.
If you can't find what you want, there's literally companies that you can take your idea to, and they're like, oh yeah, we can try to build that for you. It's going to cost you a couple bucks, but it's crazy. These companies will try to build exactly what you want for your Wrangler.
Okay. Now let's swing to the other end of the spectrum, and that is the Tesla. I personally would love a Tesla. I just don't think I could get over, Rezzer, the fear, the FOMO of running out of go-go juice. But Todd tends to stay tighter to home and feels confident in that regard. Every time I see a Tesla, Rezzer, I'm blown away at the simple elegance of the interior, the giant screen in front. I love the tech. I'm a huge fan of what Elon Musk is doing in all regards. I laugh at people who want to bet against him saying, Twitter's going to go broke and this sucks, that sucks. I'm like, he's putting fucking rockets on the moon more often than the U.S. government. Why are you betting against this man? All right, stop it already. That said, where are we at with Tesla? Because I've just seen new batteries are supposedly being rolled out that blow away the Tesla battery tech.
Yeah, so there's a couple companies right now. It's been like the space race, you know, between the Russians and the US to the moon, right? And there are a couple companies right now that have some battery tech that is coming and it's on its way that it's going to be inconceivable compared to what we know in terms of battery life in vehicles.
The other part, I don't think you know what that word means.
I know what it means, but don't ask me to spell it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm using the Princess Bride line, which, by the way, I think you properly used Inconceivable. I do think the tech is going to be amazing. So is this a bad time in general to jump into a Tesla?
So I have very, very mixed emotions when it comes to Tesla. It's like the one brand that every time I sit down to a dinner with friends or neighbors or new people and they know I'm in the auto industry and what I do now in the auto industry, the first thing they want to ask me is, what do you think about Tesla? And it's always tough, especially when you're at that dinner party with people you've only met for the first time. And your first instinct is I'm about to shit all over every thought you have about this company.
You become triumph the insult dog.
Pretty much. Yeah,
Tesla's a great car. To poop on.
To poop on. You know, but here's the thing. I'm with you. I think everything that Musk has done and everything that Musk is doing is an innovation. It's unbelievably mind-blowing to watch this guy win every time that everyone bets against him, like you said. And here's the truth. I think I have a very weird opinion of Tesla. I think that I believe that if you're the person, if you're the man or woman who drives 10 miles to work and 10 miles home, you stay within a 30-mile radius of your home 90% of the time. And I think that that person is a Tesla driver, could be a Tesla driver. And the other person that I think is a Tesla driver is the guy who wants a toy. You're going to go out and you're going to buy the $160,000 Plaid edition loaded up with every toy that they offer.
Night.
You know what I'm saying?
They offer a car at 160.
There's one that's even 200 or 250. The Roadster version. I think it might be a quarter actually. Even
holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. And now I've driven them. Yeah. They're crazy. They're insane. They're awesome.
Right.
But again, it's a toy.
Right. So Todd, you said that they're interest rate financing is very good right now.
Right. I believe for the
2.99.
I think it's 1.99.
Can you get that, or is that only for people with a billion credit score?
No.
Okay. No, all right. You hope we can get that. So the financing is good. And I guess the rebate is evolving with the government, but there's still a way to get it.
Right. So there's still that $7,500 rebate for those who qualify. But the difference that they did is they're now taking that $7,500 off the purchase of the vehicle versus waiting for tax time to get a reimbursement.
Reser, how does that matter?
It's 1/5, 2/10. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, would we like to have another $7,500 to send to our tax guy to make his life just a little bit more miserable on April 15th? Sure. But again, we've been down this road numerous times, and I'm not saying there's not scenarios and situations where holding the $7,500 until tax time is better. But like when we were in Michigan, we sold a lot of the EV and the hybrid Wranglers when they were first out, and they had the $7,500. We'd had the Pacifica as well that had the rebate on it. And we had tax guy after tax guy tell us the same thing, that you're doing the customer a disservice by not just taking the $7,500 off the top of the car.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And again, I'm not saying like I'm not a tax guy. I'm not giving anyone an advice. I'm just saying that in the state of Michigan, when we were there, that was the advice that we got from every single person that we worked with to get insight on how to do that the best way for customers.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over.
Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, so yeah. Todd, here's what's crazy. You have currently a Mazda 3 with a stick.
Yep.
Okay. Meaning you like to be actively involved in the driving of your car.
Correct.
You're thinking about a car that is pretty much promising to say, leave the driving to us, Skynet. Just sit back and browse the internet or text people.
Eventually.
Auto driving. Well, but that's the thing. You're buying a car which is closer to driving itself. That's a swing. That's a big swing. I can't imagine you, Todd, the fiddler, Todd, Mr. Involved in Everything, sitting back and letting his Tesla drive him to work.
Okay, so we've only talked about half of what, yeah, I want a fun car to drive, right? And being active in my car is fun to me. Yeah,
sure.
I'm also a tech guy.
Yeah.
Right? So I consider, and people might argue with this, I consider the Tesla to be the most technologically advanced car out there.
It's a computer on wheels.
How many cars do you know you can gain features after you purchase it.
That's amazing.
None.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So that'll be cool. I think in your driving, because his commute reser involves half of really grinding stop and go Western suburban Philly traffic. Mm-hmm. That's where you would want to put the Tesla into what I guess would be called creep mode, where you just push a button and it just keeps up with the cars inching along in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my commute isn't that bad where I'm just inching, you know, but I do have a lot of lights. Right.
Right. Okay.
So, and that's when I get in that, into that Delaware area. I have a lot of lights there.
All right. Reser, what do you think of that?
So, I mean, both cars are going to be feel the same in that capacity. Yeah. The creep mode is great in the Tesla, especially if you get the self-driving mode. I mean, that's great.
Got to get that.
Yeah. I mean,
if you have a Tesla and you don't get the self-driving, what are you even doing?
That's what I was just going to say. I agree with you, Steve, 100%. Like, that's
what is that raw. And what does that cost? Because that's an add-on.
I wouldn't know that.
Todd, do you know what it is?
Top of my head. I could
tell. Todd, are you going to get the self-driving add-on?
So the full self-driving is about $8,000.
Okay.
It's pennies, all Todd. Todd, just spend it. You can't take it with you. It's just pennies.
So it's $8,000 for software.
But the very, something what you can do? I can buy that in 3 years.
Correct.
For what?
I don't have to buy it day one when I buy my.
Oh, that's vehicle. Right. You can buy it at. You don't have to buy it at purchase.
No,
that's
all. The cars are ready for every option they offer. It's all built in already. You just need to get the software uploaded.
Okay. Right. Now, if I may, there's one cautionary note. You should probably, after this call, talk to my brother, my real brother, who had a Tesla Model S, one of the early ones, and it had some niggling issue with the screen that he kept sending back to them to get fixed, and it was never fixed to his satisfaction. Very frustrating. Ended up flipping it, now has a Porsche. What is the repair reser status these days? How good is Tesla at fixing the shit that goes wrong, even though there's a lot less shit to go wrong, which is another appeal of the Tesla? Has half the parts of the internal combustion engine, but how are they doing?
You know, this is a really tough thing when it comes to it, because you hear, it's almost like there's no middle ground in the world of Tesla. And, you know, Tesla doesn't have the market cornered on this. There's a lot of OEMs that have this problem, especially over the last 4 or 5 years with, you know, supply lines getting really janked up. And then, so they're not the only ones right now that have the problem, but I think their problems are self-induced a little bit. Now, it is a growing company still. Like, people think like, oh, Tesla is this giant company. Tesla is still growing by leaps and bounds. They're adding people all the time. They treat hiring new, very qualified people like as a second job. They're very good at it. But the one thing I will tell you is that when it comes to getting your car serviced, it's almost like you own a Lamborghini or a Ferrari.
Oh, it's
not something.
I don't like the sound of that already.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, hey, I'm going to take my car in today to get it looked at because there's something going wrong with it. Everything is a major process. Everything is time consuming. There is a lot that goes into it. And it's not necessarily that they don't have the parts, they don't have the availability. It's they're either short techs or there's numerous people in front of you and there's just not enough bays where you go to get your Tesla serviced. And I'm not saying that that's all the time, but I mean, when you talk to enough Tesla owners and enough people who have owned them, I mean, they all kind of have the same horror story when it comes to that. And I might be a little dramatic saying horror story, but the frustration is real with current and previous Tesla owners. There are some very big complaints about getting your car serviced, because again, that's our lifeblood, right? Our cars in America, we treat it like our cell phone. We want it with us all the time. And, you know, when you take a car in and you have this little problem and they're like, well, hey, we can fix it. We'll get your car back to you in 7 weeks. You're like, what? 7 weeks? You just told me this is simple.
All right, hold on. Let's talk about this now in reality, though. Okay, so what you're doing is you're comparing against these companies that are over 100 years old.
Right.
Ford, GM, Toyota. Right. Toyota might not be 100 years old, but you know, well-established manufacturing companies. Now, we're in a unique time and period right now in our lives where now we've got these brand new. When was the last time a brand new automotive company came about? Before Tesla, before 10 to 15 years ago.
Man.
Are you talking about in the United States or in the world itself? Well, because if it was in the world, it was like 2 years ago. And I mean, they keep coming. I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yes.
Well, I would say Hyundai, Kia is a new brand, new company, right? Although they've been around for decades. They have. Okay.
So between the established and when did Tesla start? 10, 15 years ago, something around there. So in between that period, how many new car manufacturers came out? I mean, not that many.
Reza, do you know any?
So Tesla was sometime in like the mid 2003s. I want to say like the summer ish.
About 2003.
About
20 years.
You probably had some stagnancy in terms of American people in America starting car brands. You probably didn't see anything up until recently in the last 3 or 4 years. And now in the last three or four years, you have more than a couple handfuls of companies that are starting and they're building cars. And some of them are building very highline stuff. Some of them are starting to build very like modest stuff for the common man. And that's like their ultimate goal, because these people got so sick of the OEM world and how they were treated by the OEMs.
Right. But they're taking the OEM experience, that immediate satisfaction. Oh, hey, I can take my car in today. It'll be fixed by tomorrow. Right. So now you've got a company that's focused on building a car. They get these cars out to the market. Now they're like, oh, shit, I got to support this stuff now.
Tesla.
That's a problem.
Yeah, Tesla, Lucid, all of them.
I thought Lucid went out of business.
They're still making cars. Maybe they went bankrupt, but they're still making cars.
Reza, is Tesla or is Lucid bankrupt?
I don't know if they're bankrupt, but I do know that they do have some very large problems. I am pretty sure that they ran into a problem with their finances. Yes.
Okay. You know who's in trouble? Todd, and this breaks my heart because they were rolling for a while, is Stellantis, parent company of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
Yeah.
And I love their vehicles. I'm driving a Grand Cherokee Overland Edition. Thank you, Russ Darrow Group in Milwaukee. And before that, I had a Ram 1500. Reza, I want to get back into the Ram 1500.
Yeah.
You love that truck.
Yeah.
America.
America.
Fuck America. It's such a great car, though.
It's awesome. They're awesome.
They're really good. They're a muscle car on a cloud, basically. But it's a little bit of a pause right now. And you can get deals right now on Jeeps. Like I've been seeing, Reza, Jeeps as a brand. Mm-hmm. This is the time right now because they need to get some inventory off their lots.
Yeah.
So let's go back to that, you know, that dinner party I get dragged to by my wife so graciously with nobody I know, you know, and they want to ask me, well, should I buy a car? Let's have that conversation.
Right.
You know, here's what I've been telling everybody. I think that you are at a time that if you were looking or the thought of a car was on your mind, now's a good time to start paying attention. Now is a great time to start focusing on what it might be that you want, not necessarily pull the trigger yet. There are good deals out there. But I think it's got to be for the guy or gal who doesn't need a car right now. It's not a great time to purchase a car. But if you need a car, we're right on the cusp. It's starting to get there. There's some really great incentivized rates through the banks. There's some really good cash on hood, and dealers are that. It is not like during COVID. I mean, you can walk in and you can make a really good deal for a top line price of any car with just about every OEM right now. So it is a good time that if you are in need, it's a great time to start paying attention.
But as far as Tesla, I think I saw they slashed prices a while back, like a year ago.
Correct.
Is that still the case?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Elon is going for market share right now and discounting deeply to get more people plugging their cars into their homes.
Correct. I mean, I think that, you know, and again, as a business, you know, that's your ultimate goal, right? Because when it comes to the one thing that, you know, I don't think people always realize is they think that the automotive industry, they think that the actual parent companies, they make money in all these different ways. The truth is that Stellantis, GM, Ford, Tesla, Hyundai, Kia, Mercedes, all of them, the only way these people make money, like real money, is when a car dealer buys cars from them to put on their lot. So the truth is that Tesla understands that, and Tesla knows that representation in numbers is what's going to pay the bills for them, just like every other OEM in the country. You know, so they want to produce as many cars as they possibly can. And again, with that comes problems with new problems. And I think they're very good at handling. Tesla is very good at handling the new hurdles that come their way. Where you look at some of these OEMs that have been around for 100 years, and it's like they still can't figure out the damn problems. The same things that the dealers have been yelling at them for 40, 50 years for, they're still doing the same damn thing, you know, and mucking up the lines and how things flow.
And that's because they've never been forced, right? Like, you know, these new, essentially, tech companies are now coming into the market to disrupt it, right? The fintechs did the same thing to the banking industry.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you could say that. And here's the truth. This is the dirty truth right now that I don't think, especially like the fan, for lack of better words, the fanboys of Tesla don't like hearing. I'm not saying that Elon Musk isn't selling some cars. They are selling more cars now as a company than they have ever have in history. There is no doubt. There are more Teslas, more garages.
Yeah. But it's a fraction of the market.
You aren't even tickling a company like GM. You aren't even a speck on their radar. Right. GM produces more cars that never make it off their lots than Tesla sells in a year. I mean, it's not even close.
So you say never make it off the lot. What do they do with them? They don't throw them away, do they?
Yeah, they scrap them. Yeah, if a car doesn't work or something doesn't, and the dealer doesn't want it, what do you think they do? They take it, they scrap it, and they take the insurance right off, just like you would.
What?
Oh, yeah.
They take a perfectly good car that didn't sell and put it into the grinder?
Yeah.
And claim insurance?
Yes.
I'm gonna be like Kramer in Seinfeld. It's a write-off, Jerry. What do you mean, write-off?
It's a write-off. The ones
writing it
off. That's exactly right.
Why not sell those cars overseas to countries sometimes that buy a lot of pennies on the dollar?
Because, tariffs, restrictions. You don't know where they're going. And cars have to be built to different specs for different countries. But the other side of it is when you start talking about it, I mean, I'm not talking about they're not perfectly good cars. They might have found that these cars have major malfunctions, major problems with transmissions. Sure. And they say instead of trying to fix them, it's cheaper for them to scrap it and start over.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, we need more massive demolition derbies across the country to get rid of this inventory. You know,
if we're gonna
trash them all, let's do it in a fun way.
All right. So I mean, similar to it. So this past weekend on Saturday, my wife and I went to go test drive a Bronco.
Oh boy.
Right. So again, fun car to drive, competitor to the Wrangler. Yeah, let's face it. Yes, you're right. I'm not going to be taking it off road all that often. So why do I need, full floating? I hear it's good
for eluding police chase.
Todd, the answer is because I can. Because I can.
I realize.
So his lovely wife fell in love with
it. Hold on. No. I don't even got it there yet.
Okay, sorry.
So I'm looking at this brand new 2023 Bronco. All right. Been sitting on their lot for 8 to 9 months.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So I go in there and we did also test drive a Bronco Sport. I know. I'll give you that.
Bronco
story
Sport is code for a shittier Bronco.
No. Hold on. Yes. A wimpier Bronco. But it was the Heritage Edition. But hold on.
It's a very nice car.
As soon as I got into this car, my manlyhood disappeared. It was the Heritage Robin Egg blue color.
that's such a nice car.
And you know what? And your wife swooned. She loved it.
I told her, I said,
Yvonne, that's a great chick car, but it is not something a man wants to be in.
What you should have done to punish him, Steve, is you should have been like, Yvonne, that car is the car. You guys really need to get that car.
I'd kill him. But, you know, at the end of every test drive, you know, you sit down at the guy's desk and you're humming a horn about the price and whatnot. So, I mean, he wound up saying, okay, well, you know, we'll give you $9,000 off.
Sticker.
Off sticker.
Okay.
All right, so I mean that's a little bit below invoice.
By the way, this is incredible, Reza, from where we were 18 months ago, two years ago.
Wild. that car
when it was $9,000 over. Above sticker.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, when's the 2025s coming out? He's like, well, you know, we can't order them yet. You know, I'm thinking probably a month. I think they won't come out until 2025, personally, because they have so much inventory of the 24s. But so I'm like, this is almost a 2-year-old car now.
Okay.
So give me a price. That's 2 years old, mm-hmm. not brand new.
And what do you say?
Oh, this is, you know, this is the lowest we can go.
Get fired if I sell it to you for this price, right. sir. I got to go check with my manager.
So then we start dealing on the Bronco Sport. I'm like, and he's, you know, that was a 2024. And then I'm like, well, what would you do for me if I bought both?
Oh my God. Right? Oh my God.
You know, he came back. He went to his manager, as they all do. You know, they sit there for 5 minutes. They're probably drinking coffee and chatting. I think
they were laughing at you.
Probably.
This guy's trying the old 2-for-1 trick.
But he came back with, oh, you know, we can give you only an additional 2,000.
You're like, I'm buying two cars.
Come on. And I was willing to buy two cars. I'll trade in my other one for my wife.
Now I have to play the devil's advocate and protect my fellow salesmen and sales managers out there a little bit.
Let's hear it.
So now, in respect, and again, I don't know what store you were at, and I don't know who it was, but If I have seen this movie once, I have starred in it 1,000 times in my 20 years in the car business, where the guy says, what are you going to do for me for two? Oh, okay, money bags. Let me see what I can do for you. You know, but the truth is that, you know, we have this thing that the only place it feels like bartering is acceptable in the United States is when you walk in the doors of a car dealership in the United States of America. And it's every other thing,
it's the only thing we haggle for in America.
It really Literally. Is.
That it, or sex with a hooker, I've been told.
Yeah.
I've been told.
Yeah. You can go to every other country in the world and people are haggling and bartering for almost every good outside of, you know, very westernized countries. So with that being said, the truth is that the car may be almost 2 years old, but it's never been registered, right? So it's still a new car. You still have that. But there's still a cost, right? They still own that vehicle for a cost. And if what they're giving you or what they're giving you is their bottom dollar, that's one thing. But when you ask to go beyond the bottom dollar, which at $9,000 off, they were probably pretty close. They were probably right
gotta
there.
Got to be scraping
you're,
the
you're bottom. You're now asking that what you're really saying to them as the customer is you're saying,
take a loss.
How much money are you willing to lose to sell me the car? And it's like I always say to my friends when they're out looking for cars. If I came to you and I wanted to buy something from you and I said, and my phrase to you was, how much are you willing to lose to sell me this? What would your response be to me? And every one of my friends always has the same response. Go F yourself.
Fuck off.
Right? So it's like, it can't be acceptable on one side for you to say, hey, take this loss. And I want you to take an even bigger loss. But when they say, hey man, I'm at my bottom dollar, like, because there still is a cost associated with everything. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, it doesn't change the fact that they have a cost and it is a for-profit business. I mean, and so the truth is that if I did that every time and I took a loss every time, how do I pay the light bill? How do I pay my employees? And I mean, those things do factor in when running a business. So not saying that it's not right. Now, as a guy who worked a desk for years, I will tell you that I have taken $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 losses on cars to just get them off my lot. I want them gone. I got the guy who's here who's looking at the baby shit green, you know, two-door car with a stick with the manual windows. And the guy's like, this is the one. And I'm like, I don't care what it takes. I tell my manager, sell this thing. Well, boss, it's a $14,000 loss. Good day. Let's go get a beer. Get it done. Like, we're done.
It's all
right. Wrong. So since you're in the business, let me ask you, because that was the first number they came back to me with. I believe that first number? I'm assuming, okay, you can probably go down a little bit lower if that's the first number you're giving me.
You know, we have been, this is the Frankenstein's monster that the car business has created since the 1980s, that we have created in the consumer's mind that there's always more, there's always a better number.
Right.
And one of these things now that some of these companies, when you've got companies like CarMax and DriveTime and some of these bigger companies that have come out where they do this one pricing, What it's really done is it's distorted the market. Number one, the one thing you need to remember in the car market is we don't have margins on cars anymore like we did in the 80s and 90s. The margins are small. They're smaller than you could believe. Like that EV Wrangler you're looking at, the margin in that thing's like a couple $100s. It's not what? A huge, yeah, it's, there's almost 100. Nothing. There's no markup in these cars. So the truth is that it's just another tick on the bed knot or the bedpost for the dealer. It's not a money maker necessarily for them. You know, and there's a lot of cars in the market like that now. So the truth is that when these dealers come out and they say, hey man, I'm going to rip a ton of money off the hood. If I'm the consumer, what I want to say is I want to see the breakdown of where the money came from. I want to see, did you take it off the sticker price? Is there a rebate included in it? I want to see how you got that $9,000 number. If it's $9,000 ripped off the price of the car, yeah, man, he's giving you 1/5 the price of the car. I mean, that's huge. But now if it's like, well, I took $4,000 off the top and there's a $5,000, you know, rebate on the hood of the car. Well, he gave you $4,000 off the car and $5,000's coming from the, so now there might be a little room there for them to play. So again, it's right, all right. Based on the actual data set of what they're giving you. And you know, that's where it's like, I try to teach everyone when you go in, tell them, don't lump stuff together. Show me how you got there. That's what right. I want to know. How did you get there? And when you see it, most people are logical and smart enough to say, oh, okay, they took $9,000 off the selling price of this car. That's 1/5 the price of the car. Yeah, they're giving me a pretty good deal.
And all right, go ahead. I was going to say let's wrap because your time's valuable and we got to go to the beach and get drunk.
I was going to close with this.
I vote Tesla.
Well, I would tell you that, I mean, just because I am married to it, I am a gas-powered guy, and I love the four-wheel drive system, so I would say the Jeep would be my answer.
Well, Todd, we were of no help today. You've had more information this call than you've had in a long time.
Todd, I'm going to give you the best advice that anyone I ever heard in a car dealership ever in all my years. When you leave the dealership, you leave with two things. You leave with your payment, and you leave with your car, and you got to love them both. So make sure that you love both from wherever you go and with whatever car you decide to buy.
That's so true. That's sound advice. Thank you.
Two things. I thought it was three.
No, two.
And a boner. You got to leave the lot with a price you love, a car you love, and a
typically sticker. Typically when you see when the price sets in, the boner disappears.
Hey man, it's just money. We're all gonna die. They're just numbers on a piece of paper. All right, this is part for yourself. Life,
I'm getting buried with mine.
Are you really? Yeah. You're getting buried with your money, huh?
Like Rush Limbaugh, an undisclosed location. I'm going to be buried with all of it.
I didn't know, Rezzo, you could bury Bitcoin and Dogecoin, but I guess good luck on burying the digits.
Cold wallets are an amazing thing.
I didn't know you could get buried with your collection of Bored Apes, which have lost 92% of their values.
Oh, God. We got to talk about that sometimes.
We don't have to talk about Bored Apes. How's the Bored Ape market these days?
Oh, God. I got a buddy who bought three of them. He's about $800,000 into them. And the dude, and I think the running value of all of them together right now is like a little over $9,000. And I just eat him alive every time I see him.
Win some, lose some. You know what they say.
Yeah.
All right. Rezzer is always a joy. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Pleasure, boys. Thanks later.
Very much. Take care.
There you go. That's my guy.
Yeah.
The Rezzer down there in Jacksonville. I love the way he can play the politics of it all and, you know, just kind of straddle the line because he's been on that other side of things.
And he said he was real with it.
Very real with it.
Right. Yes. He wasn't trying to showcase anything or.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Your wife is now making mooning us from the inside of us. I guess it means it's time. To go. One last footnote, everybody. You know that I sold the Genesis to Todd, my parents' Genesis, because my dad owned it for $1,000. And I said it could go another 5 years, no problems. It could shit the bed tomorrow. It shit the bed after 3 months. It wouldn't start. And when you put the jumper cables on it, it melted your dad's jumper cables.
Yep,
completely drained the battery in the AAA guy's starter pack almost instantly. Alternator is the suspect. It's getting repaired right now for $1,400.
Yeah.
And we hope, knock on wood, that fixed it. I'm very sorry about that, but you got 3 months out of it.
That's right. So I want to ask the crowd here.
Yeah, let's ask the listeners.
Yeah.
Do I owe Todd a rebate? I proposed on the air that if it didn't make it past X number of months, we'd give you a sliding rebate. Do you want a rebate?
Because not my money, but also proposed. You also proposed that if it lasted so long, I owed you another $1,000.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And I think you didn't like that. You were like, wait a minute, more money. I don't want to be in for more money. Anyway, well, I hope the word comes back that it's all good after the All Star.
If it sure is, it will.
I think prior to going belly up, it was working good for yourself. Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's a good car.
Yeah, he loved that car.
All right, let's go get drunk on the beach. Thanks for listening, everybody. Your Something Different podcast on a Tuesday while I'm on vacation. We will see you next time.
Adios.
Now shut up and drive.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.